This is St. Louis Public Radio. Kids with disabilities aren't being left out of the summer fun. Local programs create spaces where children can experience sports and outdoor activities despite their developmental differences. The Recreation Council of Greater St. Louis makes these activities affordable. Reporting for Sharing America, St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby talks to two St. Louis area families who received vouchers to help their kids play safely this summer.
3-year-old Logan is curious and adventurous. His mom, Felicia Ruiz Kuhn, calls him a daredevil.
He has such a great disposition. You know, he's, a wonderful smile and laugh and very, very, very active.
And he loves playing in water. Ruiz Kuhn says she worried that his unbridled fascination with water could be a safety issue, especially because Logan is nonverbal. Doctors recently diagnosed him with autism.
My big fear is because he's so quick and he's so quiet. And I know for a lot of autistic kids, they are really drawn to water. And he is so drawn to water. And all it would take is 1 second of him getting away and leaping into that water.
She figured swimming lessons would teach Logan a helpful life-saving skill.
How do you do that with when your kid is nonverbal and they need more instruction? Of course, one-on-one swim lessons, but when you have kids with special needs, you have a lot of expenses.
The Ruiz Kuhn family moved to Baldwin 3 years ago from California. They learned recently the Recreation Council of Greater St. Louis could help families like theirs pay for sports and camps. The agency gets money from developmental disabilities boards in St. Louis, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County. The Ruiz Kuhn family received a couple hundred dollars to help pay for Logan's swim lessons. Some families use the money to send their kids to overnight camps like Wonderland Camp in Rocky Mount, Missouri, a place that has helped kids and young adults with developmental disabilities enjoy summer recreation for nearly 50 years. Campers visit the facility near Lake of the Ozarks on a week-to-week basis, returning home on the weekends. At a registration table, Camp Board President Jill Wilkie says donations keep costs low.
But we are also very grateful for organizations that help with that payment, because while $650 a week is less than most of the other camps, it still can be a lot of money.
Tara Frisella received a voucher for her 13-year-old daughter, Ava, to go to Wonderland for the first time this summer. A few hours away from their Fenton home, Frisella talks to me about Ava's experiences so far. She says it is important for Ava to attend a camp that embraces her and helps her stay active. She has Down syndrome.
She's 13 now. She's kind of aged out of a lot of camps. But I really think that, you know, even ones, no matter what severity of disability they have, I think everybody feels inclusive and it's a place to belong here.
Ava tells me what she's done so far at camp.
I did rock climbing.
Rock climbing, rides on the pontoon boat, swimming, arts and crafts.
Then I got to
ziplining. And the fun she had singing at the talent show.
I'm a good singer. I sing Hey Bettina. I really love it here.
Campers do all these activities with counselors. Ava's counselor is Sydney Dungan.
You don't get any other experience like this than getting to live with someone with disabilities for a whole week and then getting really close with them and just seeing them as a real person and not just as their disability.
Meeting these two families taught me that even though Ava and Logan experience life differently from some others, they benefit from the same things all kids need: fun, a supportive community, and the opportunity to learn new skills that focus on what they can do instead of what they can't. I'm Ashley Listenby, St. Louis Public Radio.